A few years ago, when I was living in Texas, my doorbell rang on a Saturday morning. It was a Saturday, so I was just dressed in a t-shirt, not in my clergy collar. I ran down to the door and I opened it, and there were two men standing there. Each one was holding a Bible. The first man said to me, "We've just launched a new church in your neighborhood, so we're going around to get to know our neighbors and find out about your faith and find out if you have a church home." The second person jumped in and said, "So do you have a church home?" I said, "I go to a church almost every Sunday, and as a matter of fact, I'm there almost every day of the week." The first man jumped back in and he said, "One of the challenges with so many churches today is they don't really preach the Word of God." He said, "Does your pastor really preach the Word of God?" I thought about that one for a minute. And then I said, "I hope so." So I've got a question for you. Is that what it means to be a witness for Christ? Going from door to door and asking people if they have a relationship with Jesus, or asking people if they have a church home? Is that what it means to be a witness? The gospel reading that we heard today from Luke's gospel records the final events in the ministry of Jesus before he ascends into heaven. And the gospel says that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And then he said to his disciples, "You are witnesses. You are witnesses." In this final chapter before the ascension, Jesus starts from the beginning. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He told them the story of their faith again, proclaiming the story of God's salvation and God's love. The great Anglican theologian N.T. Wright wrote a book a few years ago about why we need to know the story of our faith and then what we're called to do with this story. N.T. Wright, in this book, used an analogy of a Shakespearean scholar who discovered the first four acts of a previously unpublished five-act play by Shakespeare. It would be easy, N.T. Wright said, for this scholar to figure out how to stage the first four acts. But the challenge is, what would he do when he arrived at the end of the fourth act? It would be odd to drop the curtain in the middle of the play. It would also be very odd to just perform one of the first four acts as though it was the final act. Instead, in N.T. Wright's analogy, this scholar who hired actors who had a deep understanding of Shakespeare and who knew their own lines so well and so deeply that when it came time for the fifth act, they could simply improvise the solution. They knew Shakespeare so well that they knew how to conclude the play. And frankly, N.T. Wright points out, this is what Jesus calls us to do. We are called to so deeply know what Jesus has done and what he taught and how he lived that we can figure out in this modern world what it means to live into the fifth act of this play. This is precisely why, before Jesus ascends into heaven, he sat down with his disciples and told them the story one more time. And then he said, "You are witnesses." In other words, go and not only share, but also show in your life the good news that I've taught you. And this is what the church has done for about 2,000 years. The church has reflected on, for example, the fact that when Jesus walked among us, he cared for the sick. And in response, the church built many of the first hospitals around the globe, especially hospitals dedicated to serve those who were impoverished. This action is what it means to be a witness. And the church also saw that Jesus was a teacher. So the church decided to continue this work. And the church founded schools around the globe. And the church saw that Jesus loved the little children and had great compassion for orphans. So the church continued this work, founding orphanages all around this country and across the world. The church, for about 2,000 years, has discerned its calling by looking to the example and the actions of Jesus. And this is what it means for us to be witnesses. We're called to continue the work of Jesus. We're called to live in a way that when people see our actions, they will witness a reflection or even a continuation of the work of Jesus. Saint Teresa of Avila so acutely, so precisely made this point when she said, "Christ has no body in the world but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Your feet are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands by which he blesses the world." Peter is one of my favorite disciples, and this is probably in part because he's always eager to faithfully follow Christ, but he fumbles the ball pretty regularly. I can relate to that in my own life. Peter had been set to inherit this family business. He had a good life. He was on the fast track, and then he met Jesus and everything changed. He left his whole life behind, and he spent 3 years following Jesus around and listening to what Jesus taught and seeing what Jesus did. You could even say that he spent these 3 years really learning the first four acts of the play. Peter was there when Jesus said, "You are witnesses of these things." Now, at that point in his life, Peter could have gone back to the family business and gotten back to his life. He could have said, "Yes, I'm a witness, all done." But he understood that being a witness didn't simply mean observing what happened. Being a witness meant, and for us means, showing who Christ is through your actions. So Peter did exactly that. Beginning in the city of Jerusalem, he began telling others about Jesus and showing others what Jesus was like. Since Jesus had cured those who were unable to walk and told them to rise, Peter did the same. In the passage that immediately precedes the reading from Acts today, we're told that one day Peter and John were in the temple. A lame man was carried in so he could beg for alms. Peter looked at this man and he said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took this man by the right hand and he raised him up. And then in the passage we heard a few moments ago, we hear that Peter addressed the people and said, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk?" Peter was saying, in other words, that it was not through their power that they made this man walk. They were simply continuing the work, continuing the ministry of Jesus. And then in our reading from Acts today, Peter says, "We are witnesses." We are witnesses. It was not just the words. It was also the actions of Peter that gave a glimpse into God's power and his mission of love and justice. Being a witness is not simply about seeing what Christ has done and then telling others about it. Being a witness is allowing others to see in you what you first saw in Christ, Being a witness means showing through your actions God's love to the world. In the original language of the New Testament, in the Koine Greek, the word for witness is martus. As you may recognize, this is the root of the word martyr, someone who is willing to give up their life to demonstrate that something is true. Being a witness, being a martus, means having the willingness to give up your time or give up your resources or even give up your life. Being a witness requires us to first know Christ and then to take action. Just as Jesus saw those who were unable to walk, those who needed others to help carry them, Jesus helped them rise. And Peter followed Jesus' example and continued this ministry. Even today, there are 80 million people around the world who are unable to walk and who can't afford wheelchairs. Don Schoendorfer, who joined us for our adult formation this morning, is continuing this work of Jesus today. He founded an organization called Free Wheelchair Mission, which is giving away wheelchairs to those who are in need and helping overcome biases in communities that look down on those who need wheelchairs. Peter took the hand of a man who was unable to walk, and we read that he raised him up. Free Wheelchair Mission has given away 1.4 million wheelchairs, helping to raise people up off the ground. Just as Jesus gave people the gift of mobility, and just as Peter continued this work, so is Free Wheelchair Mission continuing this work today. Now, I'm not saying that this is the exact way that you are being called to be a witness to Jesus. You may be called in some other way. You may be called to help provide meals for someone at St. Mary's. You may be called to volunteer at a hospital or to get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But each of us is called to do something to be a witness so that our actions will help others glimpse who Jesus was and who Christ is today. This is what it means to live in the fifth act of this play. You are called to read the Bible not just to know about Jesus, but so that you will become like Jesus and so that others will see Jesus reflected in your life. Remember the words of Jesus who said, "You are witnesses." Amen.